Hey there, everybody. It is Wednesday, September 5th, 2012, and you are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm your host, Ken Schneck. As always, you can get in touch with us by dropping us a line. Send an email on over to ken@thisshowissogay.com. Stroll on over to thisshowissogay.com to learn all about the fun things happening with our little gay radio show that could. And of course, go to the Facebook, type in This Show Is So Gay, like us, because we sure as heck like you. So many guests for this week's show. We are starting out with a crowd favorite. You guys ready to go?
You talking to us?
That's you. That's you. You're ready. Let me introduce you. Dick and Dwayne are the world's foremost and funniest husband and husband comedy team. The duo got their start at the late night after show for the Chippendales Dancers in New York, doing a 1960s style faux lounge act. Eventually, they established themselves in the performance art and alternative comedy world of New York City's Lower East Side before moving up to more mainstream venues, headlining at comedy clubs from New York to Tokyo and at major gay events. Along the way, they starred in their own theatrical shows, were hired as performer writers for the long-running USA Network TV show Up All Night, and created several television pilots. They are currently in development with their web series Fun with Dick and Dwayne, based on the real-life sitcom-like experiences they share with their quite sizable Facebook audience. And now they're back here with us. Dick and Dwayne, welcome back to This Show Is So Gay.
Wow, that was quite, that was a nice intro.
Hey, thank you for talking to us.
Well, let's be clear. You guys were first and last on the show in January, and I think that I caught my breath sometime around last Tuesday.
That's right. I think we did a lot of talking to each other, didn't we?
But all right. Well, we have so much to do. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Stretch. We got to do some stretching. We'll do some stretching.
I'm on edge. I'm on pins and needles. What's going to happen?
Well, first, I have to get this out of the way, because we did receive an angry listener comment with some sort of complaint about you two in a corn maze.
In a corn maze. did they see us in the corn maze?
All right, so we're going to move on to some other topics.
That was fun. Yeah, I never heard of corn maze before. I'm a city boy, so I didn't know what that was, and...
Yeah, we've heard of cornholing, but a corn maze.
Okay. So much to discuss. Here we go. Well, we have to go to, I love the line that you guys use to describe yourselves. So, and we have to break it down. This is how you guys describe yourselves. We start out with Dorothy and Rose from the Golden Girls. Where is the inspiration there?
Well, it's kind of obvious, I think, because Dwayne's an idiot and I'm a bitch. So, I mean, that's pretty basic, isn't it?
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. Well, and then we move on. It's Dorothy and Rose of the Golden Girls who meet porn stars Francois Sagat and Francesco DiMaggio, which I will tell you, I don't know who these people are.
Well, you know, we're not really big gay, I mean, porn watchers, but we know who those two are because one has the tattoo on his head, right?
Yeah. Sagat has a tattooed head because he started losing his hair. He didn't want to be bald, so he tattooed his head.
Yeah, okay. You ever saw that? It's like a solid tattoo on his head.
I've not seen him.
Okay.
But that's not why I said that. No. It's because, you know, people think, you know, that we're kind of sexy, you know?
That's so. Not us, you know. It's
other people.
It's other people.
So... And we get actually asked a lot if we're doing porn or if we're going to do porn. And as you know, I don't know if you, I guess you do know, we're now doing comedic porn videos.
I have seen them.
You have seen them. You sound a little shy.
Yes, I'm very shy. No, they're very enjoyable.
So that's the porn connection thing, if that makes sense to you.
It does. Well, but it goes on. The description goes on. Because then we throw in Andy Kaufman, which I get nervous that people don't know who he is.
Yeah, that's kind of sad if people don't know who he is.
The younger generation, they don't know.
I don't think the younger generation knows anyone previous to, like, 2010. You know? Yeah, he was a genius.
And yeah.
I think, I guess, I'm sure a lot of comedians were inspired by him, but... We especially are. I think a lot of our stuff that we do is you can just watch us and it's Andy Kaufman inspired.
Yeah. And how about the Smothers Brothers?
Rhonda Shear first called us that when we were doing Up All Night, and we were like, oh, that's cool. I think they're great chemistry from being brothers.
And we've been together so long, we sort of are like brothers as well. We have the same, timing or banter with each other, minus the music ability.
And the thing with the Smothers Brothers is that the older brother is the idiot. So again, it works because you're older than me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And so all of those people together equal Dick and Dwayne.
I think they do.
Okay.
I think that's a good way to sum us up.
Okay. So now we didn't really cover this last time because you do have, now I'm curious if you see them as alter egos or are they just names that you use? We didn't talk at all about being referred to or self-referring to you guys as Monkey and Ape. First, let's just clear it up. Who is Monkey?
That would be me, Richie. Also Dick.
And who is Ape?
And Dwayne is Ape.
Dwayne's the Ape. That's me.
And where did those names come from?
My father started calling me Monkey when I was probably 2 years old because he said I had a monkey face. And actually, we had a little comedy routine. It's not going to sound so funny now, but it cracked everyone up back then. And he would say, Richie, who looks like a monkey? And I'd say, I do.
But I'm bumped.
You know what? It got huge laughs, and I was like, wow, this is comedy's good. This is good stuff.
That's where he got started.
Easy. And Dwayne, I started calling him the Ape. As we got older and he started to become more ape-like, I guess.
Okay.
Hair all over and his arms are very long. And one day we were walking down the street and I went to hold his hand and I noticed that I had to sort of stoop over in order to hold his hand. And I realized, wow, you really are an ape. So that's how that name started.
And how do you feel about that, Dwayne?
Oh, I'm fine with that. You know, you can call me Al.
Okay. Now, Dwayne, we must argue that you perhaps do not have the same Facebook presence that Dick has.
You know, I'm going for the 2012 Most Unsociable Person on a Social Network Site award.
But, Ken, did you notice his subscribers?
He's got quite a few.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your style, Dwayne? What is your approach to Facebook?
The approach is, it's the strong silent type.
Okay.
Yeah.
The approach is put in a picture of your ass in your profile picture,
all right,
and then suddenly you have 90,000 subscribers who don't even care that you have nothing to say.
I smell some bitterness. I'm going to put that out there.
No, I'm not bitter at all. It's just, I put so much content out there, and then I'm like, okay, you're getting all the subscribers, and I'm doing all the work.
I think he's okay with that.
That's what makes a team.
There you go.
Okay with that, because guess who also decided to put his ass picture as his profile photo? I'm no idiot.
You learned from the master.
I'm the master.
Well, and then we also have to say, it's not just that the two of you have Facebook pages. A certain little lady named Dawn has her own Facebook page with quite a few subscribers.
Yeah, she's actually more popular than we are.
She's more popular on the Dick and Dwayne page because everybody wants the information about her and know what she's up to and more pictures of her than us.
And to catch people up, Dawn is your cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were just, I don't know if you caught this, but we just realized yesterday that we're really bad, bad parents because we totally forgot her birthday was a month ago. And before that, her birthday was a week ago.
The 30th.
And a month ago was the anniversary of when we adopted her. And, last year we totally remembered and we had a big celebration. It was huge and everyone got involved on Facebook. And this year we just sort of blew it off. So, I don't know.
I'm not big on parties.
All right.
So that's the reason.
There was a rationale behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were busy. We were traveling and she was hanging out with Grandma.
Now, let's talk about some of the things that I know, Dick, are hitting your Facebook page, and I know things that you guys care about. We actually haven't covered this death that of our beloved Phyllis Diller. Talk about Phyllis Diller.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
What's there to say? I mean, she's like the genius of comedy. I mean, there's not anyone that doesn't love
Phyllis Diller. Women in comedy have been always, you know, our favorite comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like women are more honest and have always come from a very honest place with their comedy and brought that to the stage. Roseanne did that.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho did that. And Phyllis Diller, absolutely did that. You know, she took what was happening in her life, she brought to the stage. She's the queen of the one-liners, the setup, the punch, the setup, the punch. And there's nothing more basic and funnier than that kind of comedy.
Yeah.
Wow, Dwayne. That was pretty deep. I was going to say
there you go.
That
your turn.
When I was 4 years old, I used to run around the house and I used to take my mother's teasing comb and make my hair ratty and say I was Phyllis Diller.
To which your mother said,
"Oh my God, he's gay." Oh my God.
That the setup punch is a lot more difficult than people think it is.
It is. It is. I know. It is.
And her, I mean, Phyllis, if you look at just her jokes written, they're so tight and concise. There's not any extra word at all.
Yeah.
And she just gets right to it.
Yeah.
The sad thing is today a lot of comics don't even write jokes anymore. It's sort of just sort of storytelling or just whatever happened and blah, 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 and that's enough.
Right.
And that's kind of sad. I think it's a great art form that's kind of lost, and losing Phyllis is a terrible loss.
Yeah. If people have not seen, you can go to YouTube and type in Phyllis Diller and What's My Line? And she was the mystery guest, and she was brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, you have to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Phyllis Diller. And then Stevie Wonder hit the news the other day with some comments. Tell us what you think.
I thought that that was pretty stupid. But he said that some gay people are confused or not necessarily gay. Wasn't that what the quote was?
Yeah, and he was talking about Frank Ocean coming out.
I mean, I think that confusion thing is what's been used against us for a long time. It's been used by the ex-gay people, and it's used by, I mean, isn't that the main thing that homophobes use against us, is that we're confused?
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, they say that we're not really born gay, we're confused, that's how they think they're able to, you know, give us therapy.
Yeah.
They've used that as an excuse to kill us and, you know, hurt us over the years. So I think, and this was so important for someone, you know, the first hip-hop person to come out as gay, I mean, and to just sort of blow it away by saying, oh, he's probably confused.
Yeah.
It was really just stupid. And then, you know, the typical non-apology of, I'm sorry if my words were misunderstood. Well, if your words were misunderstood, why don't you now take the time to tell us what you really meant? But he didn't, so obviously that is what he meant, so.
Right, no, he said, I'm all about love.
Yeah, that's just, you know. That's so easy. I can say that. You can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it really mean unless you back it up with action?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's Stevie Wonder. Now, also, the Democratic National Convention is going on right now, and we have two of our reporters from the DNC are going to be calling in a little bit later in the show. Have you guys been watching that at all?
Not at all.
No.
No. Couldn't care less.
No.
We do follow politics quite closely, but I think the conventions are just like a big reality show.
It's a dog and pony show.
Right.
It's, you know, it's a popularity contest. It's who can outdo who at the, look at us, look at me.
I think a lot of the issues that we would like to see being discussed are totally being ignored, because I think both Republicans and Democrats sort of agree on them. I'm not interested in seeing pleasant speeches that make me feel good.
We'd like to see actual, you know, talk about issues, real issues, a lot of the issues, and you know, who's going to do what moving forward.
Right. Right. Now, did I read correctly? Did you guys play San Diego Pride this summer?
Yes, we did San Diego Pride.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
How was it?
San
Diego, let me tell you this about San Diego. We had a lot of fun in San Diego.
You know what?
San Diego was like New York years ago. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. Go ahead. Tell them why.
Let me tell you why. Tell them why. That's a good one. Let me tell you why. Tell them.
I'm doing the setup. You do the punch. Okay, tell you why. Go on.
No, it's really gay because New York has, we've lost our gay culture. It's, but it's still going strong in San Diego. Our friend Eric Hufford was our host, and he was taking us around, like, one after another, gay bars and gay clubs and gay restaurants, all of them packed.
Or another word for them are man bars.
Man bars.
Yeah. Man bars. Yeah. Men's bars.
Men's bars.
But it was pretty fascinating because we don't have that in New York.
See, this past June, we went through, you know, our gay pride here, and years past, it used to be, the city was packed with you know, gay people visiting from all over, and there was a very fun...
Not necessarily a lot of hot guys, although I will say that there were those, but we didn't have any.
Yeah.
So it was really good. I didn't think it was going to be as fun as it was. It was a lot of fun.
And doing the Pride rally for San Diego was a lot of fun. You know, they have a 2-day event. You know, they have entertainment on Saturday and Sunday. You know, they do a big show there.
Honey, the show is over. You don't have to sell it. It's done. We're out of there.
Next year's bill.
They could say they'd like to have us back next year.
Yeah, we are.
Well, that's a good thing. Do you like playing for gay audiences?
Oh yeah,
we like playing for any audience.
Any audience.
I find we do really well with straight audiences though, because they're sort of shocked by our sexuality, because we get very sexual in our material, and we find that's really fun. The shock effect. Not that it's just shock. It's laughter and shock. It's not just that they're shocked, but. Gay audiences also find us funny. So yeah, yes. What was the question?
Yeah, well, have either of you written a joke that the other one said, you know what? It's just, we can't take it that far.
Oh,
never.
No.
No. I mean, Dwayne's written jokes where I've said, that's really bad.
That's different.
There's no punchline.
Thank you.
I'm like, what is that? That's not a joke.
Made me laugh.
But no, I think, you know, you've seen some of our stuff.
Yes.
How much further could we go? Actually, no, wait a minute. This Saturday at Face Boys Follies, we're regulars in this burlesque show called Face Boys Follies in New York. We're the only, gay and no, we're the only male cast members.
Okay.
And that was actually very exciting. We just got selected to do that. We're going to do something a little further than we've done before.
And Dwayne, how do you feel about that?
Well, I love it.
You love it.
Yeah, you know what? We're unapologetically gay in our comedy and a bit in your face. And I call it our reactionary comedy because, wow.
I think what you're trying to say is that we've noticed that in the, we don't watch TV, but we sort of read about what's going on in TV. And when gay people are shown, they're often sort of neutered or very safe.
Okay.
And we want to be sort of not safe. Not necessarily, not that we're having bareback. But I mean...
Thank you for making that distinction.
Yeah. Just, but, you know, like...
We want to be raw.
Like, bold, in-your-face, sexuality. We don't want to be like the nice couple who want to adopt a child and we wear Oxford shirts and... We're very pleasant and we're just
bland.
Like,
no, yeah.
Just like everyone else. No, we don't want to be like everyone else.
Right.
You know, we're
who we are and we're going to show that.
Well, that's why we have you back on the show, because you are who you are. Now, we received a listener request to play our version of the Newlywed Game, which we played with the Kinsey Six when they were on the show, who we adore. Do you guys like the Kinsey Six?
Yes, we adore the Kinsey Sticks because they backed out of a college show last year and we replaced them.
Nice!
So we love them.
We love them. We thought we could play our version of the Newlywed Game with you two, and there are prizes involved if you guys get enough answers right, but it is gonna require that we kick Dwayne out of the room.
I gotta go, huh?
You're out of here, buddy. We'll call you back soon.
All right, so I'm leaving now.
You are leaving now. We are taking your word for it.
Oh, my God.
So I'm getting up from my chair, and I'm going to the other room, and I'm going to close the door.
Later, skater.
So I'm going to do that right now. So in other words, I've got to leave right now.
You have to get up out of the chair and go in the other room.
The odds that we're going to get to the game are so slim. They're so slim.
I have to tell you, we did this talk show on... MSNBC used to be America's Talking in the 90s, and we went on, it was like an advice show, Ask E. Jean, and it was live nationwide, and they ambushed us and took us out one by one and put us in soundproof rooms, and it was terrifying.
Oh.
Really stupid things as a result.
Okay, this is much more low maintenance than that. Okay. All right, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, this is very exciting. So, these are questions that we pulled from the actual Newlywed Game. It, some of them are really random, but so too was the Newlywed Game. So, here's the deal. So, if Dwayne gets 3 correct answers, you win 1 prize, 4 correct answers, 2 prizes, and so on and so forth. So, we have 6 questions for you, and I will send you guys the prizes, and you can give them out to your fans.
Wow. Okay, this is great.
This is fun. This is fun. All right, you ready? So, these are questions from the actual Newlywed Game. Here we go. Question number 1, Dick. What is Dwayne's favorite amphibian?
Well, are you going to ask this exact same question to him?
I am.
He will not even know what that word means.
What is Dwayne's favorite amphibian?
Favorite amphibian? Are crocodiles amphibians?
We'll go with that. Crocodile. Okay. Crocodile. Question number 2. This is going to be fun. What was the last thing? This is a little dicey. I'm a little nervous. What is the last thing that Dwayne told you that wasn't 100% true?
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
He lies chronically. let's see. The last thing he told me that wasn't 100% true. I guess I'm going to go with that I looked good.
Okay. We'll work on that.
If I look really tired or something, and I say, how do I look? You look great. Okay.
Well, that's cute. That's very nice.
No, he doesn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, well, that's good, too, though. I like when we don't get in trouble. All right, and then for this question number 3, question 3 of 6, keeping in mind... I promise you I will send you at least 1 prize. Keeping in mind that this is a family show, how long is Dwayne's inseam?
Inseam. Oh.
Now keep in mind you want to get the answers that you think that he is going to give.
But, I'm going to go with 30.
30, okay. Question number 4. It's a multiple choice question. 3 multiple choice questions. See, you're going to get these right. Which flavor of ice cream, I swear to God I pulled these straight from the Newlywed Show. Which flavor of ice cream best describes your relationship right now? A, vanilla. B, rocky road. C, peaches and cream. Or D, tutti frutti.
Those are bad choices.
As was the Newlywed Show.
Yes. Oh boy. Okay. We're not vanilla. Tutti frutti. That's offensive. Rocky road. That would mean that we're having troubles. And
peaches and cream is your last one.
Peaches and cream. Okay. We'll go with peaches and cream.
All right. Almost done. Question number 5. On your first date, which animal were you, Dick, most like? I don't even understand this one. I kind of do. A, a turtle. B, a kitten. C, a tiger. Or D, an octopus.
Turtle.
All right. Last question. Which flower best describes Dwayne in the morning when he first gets up? A, a sunflower. B, a bird of paradise. Or C, a snapdragon.
Snapdragon. You do not want to go near him in the morning. He really, yes.
Okay.
He's not nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have good Newlywed Show music. I might try to find some and cue it up. Can we get him back in the room?
Dwayne. Healed himself in. I'll be right back.
Okay.
In the bathroom with his hands over his ear. Were you humming to yourself, too?
I should have shipped you guys a soundproof booth, but now I realize I didn't need to.
No, you did not.
No,
need
you
to.
Need to. I want to play this game 100% honest and on the level.
Awesome. So now, of course, our listening audience is trusting that you two are not cheating, and I know 100% that there will be no cheating.
If you get them right, there will be cheating.
No, we're playing for prizes. This is very exciting.
Listen, I know you very well. I know you better than you think I know you.
All right.
Well, the English language very well.
English. I know. Okay.
Here we go, Dwayne. You gotta get three right, and then with three right you win a prize, and then every question right you get after that, you'll win another prize, and you guys can ship them out. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Dwayne, what did Dick say is your favorite amphibian?
I wish this was video.
Aunt who?
Your favorite amphibian.
Amphibian. Now that's like a water kind of creature, like a polywog and a frog and that kind of, you know, water.
Yes.
Water. Okay. Okay. All right. My favorite?
Yes. This is very exciting. For Vermont.
Funny. Reminds me. Okay. It reminds me of a joke, Phyllis Diller joke.
Okay.
You know, you're really old when somebody compliments you on your alligator shoes and your barefoot. Alligator.
You know what? I'm giving you that one. The correct answer was crocodile, but that was very close.
Crocodile. Wow. How did you get crocodile?
I don't know. I was thinking of how we hate when all these kids walking around the city in their Crocs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving you that one. I'm giving you that one. That's one correct answer.
Well, thank you. Okay.
All right.
Phyllis came to my mind.
Question number two, Dwayne. What was the last thing that you told Dick that wasn't 100% true?
Oh.
Now, keep in mind, this is what he is saying. So you might come up with something else, and then there's marital discord.
What he's saying,
yeah.
How much time do I have?
You know, it's a 59-minute show, so we got to work on it.
He has been lying since day one.
No, I have not.
Oh, yes, you
have. Oh, I do not lie.
No, but it's my thrill to always catch you in the lie.
It's your fault if I lie.
The problem is, the more that you guys talk, the more the odds are that Dwayne's going to tell another lie, and that will affect the answer.
Wait a minute. Okay. It's got to be from his point of view. Give me a second here. Okay. His point of view, I lie. He says... Okay, he says this all the time, that he asks how he looks, and I say, that looks great. That what?
That is the correct answer.
Oh my god.
Whoa, see, did I not tell you that I know you?
Oh my god.
Did I not tell you? But it is, you do this all the time. You complain that I say that.
That's probably because it's daily.
Right, there you go. How do you look? You look good.
That was the correct answer. Ding, ding, ding. He is rocking the Dionne Warwick right now. This is very good. Very good. Now, this is good, because if you get this next question right, we've already entered the prize round. Okay? So, Dwayne...
2 years.
Dwayne, how long did Dick say your inseam is? It's a family show, Dwayne.
Okay, so wait, are we saying inseam in quotes, or are we saying inseam?
How long did Dick say your inseam is?
Honey, right. These are actual questions from the movie.
But you know, they did those, you know, kind of thing. Well, he knows it's either 30 or 32.
Okay.
And since he's always saying that I'm short, you're so short, I'm going to say he said 30.
This is insane. That is the correct answer.
Yeah! I won the prize!
I feel I brought you two closer together, and we're only halfway through.
You actually... kind
of
did.
Yay! Oh, I can't wait to send you guys the bill. All right, question number four. We are in the multiple choice part. This is where I threw in multiple choice in case you didn't get this far, but you might do a clean sweep. Dwayne, which flavor of ice cream best describes your relationship right now? A, vanilla, B, rocky road, C, peaches and cream, or D, tutti frutti?
That's it?
Those are your choices.
I was waiting for another choice.
That was it.
Because, you know, chocolate fudge would have been like good.
Vanilla, rocky road. I'm moving past that. Peaches and cream or tutti frutti?
Last man.
All right. Well, it's not rocky road. It's not tutti frutti. What did you say? Peaches and cream and vanilla and chocolate? Was that it?
It was just vanilla.
Vanilla?
I said chocolate.
Oh, vanilla... peaches and cream, Rocky Road, Tutti Frutti. No Rocky Road. No, I'm doing this through process of elimination here. We're down to two. Vanilla.
You know, this is not the millionaire game. You don't have to give us all of your internal thoughts. Just answer.
Excuse me, Dick. He's winning, so keep your trap shut.
Excuse me. Exactly. Thank you, Ken. Excuse me. Who's winning it? Right. I'm in the hot seat. Okay, vanilla. Yeah, no. You got to do it like it's a millionaire. That's how they win. You know, you put me on that show, I would go places. I would win some money. All right.
You can go to hell.
Vanilla. We're not vanilla. Peaches. We're not even peaches and cream, but I guess I'm going to go with the, let's see. Yeah, I'll go with the Sandra D answer. Peaches and cream.
That is the correct answer.
Oh, 4 for 4.
4 for 4. The Kinsey 6 came nowhere near getting all 6 right. You're on your way. Question number 5.
I'm sweating.
I'm so nervous. On your first date, Dwayne, which animal was Dick most like? Here are your 4 choices. A, turtle. B, kitten. C, tiger. Or D, octopus.
This one is so easy.
I just realized I gave the wrong answer. Go ahead.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why would you give the wrong answer? You would say turtle. It's turtle. You're a turtle.
The correct answer is A, turtle. Very good. That's 5 for 5.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at Dawn. I'm thinking, when you go to touch her belly, doesn't she sort of kick you away? And
No. You are a turtle that pulling away. No. Kitten is playful, cute. You weren't cuddly. No. You were not an octopus, and you were by no means a tiger. That was me.
I would like to remind you that you got the question right, and we're going to move on.
Okay, all right.
We have to bicker about it anyway.
And apparently this is the easiest one. I'm so nervous. What flower best describes you, Dwayne, when you first get up in the morning? A, sunflower. B, bird of paradise. Or C, snapdragon.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to go with C, the snapdragon.
100% correct. 6 for 6, Dick and Dwayne, everybody.
Yeah!
I'm telling you, is it fair to be together 31 years and play the newlywed game? Know each other a bit well.
I get nervous because this could go the other direction too, but you rocked it. You guys rocked it.
What?
Yeah, Dwayne, so you know that you're a nasty in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nudie.
You tell me every day. I know that. Yeah.
And now we all do as well.
Yeah, you don't want to be around
Can
me.
I tell him, can't you get up and make my breakfast in a nice way? Not be so nasty about it?
And then he tells you that you look good.
Exactly. You look good.
You look good.
Well, congratulations. That was very exciting.
That was really fun. I had a great time. I was scared.
I'm shocked that we got them all.
You did very well. You did very well.
I answered those. I thought there's no way we're getting these.
No, that was perfect. That was perfect. Well, now, of course, folks need to know where they can learn more about all the cool things that you guys are doing.
Well, Facebook.
I'd say without confusing people, the number one place would be Facebook.
Okay.
Do you not think so?
Yeah, I think so. Right. And they can go to your page and look at your ass. Yeah, Dick and Dwayne on Facebook.
That's DICKANDDUANE.
There it is. There it is. And any upcoming projects that we should know about?
You know, we've taken so long to get this web series going because every time we sort of start and we start shooting a little bit, we go, oh, wait a minute, no. I don't want it to be like this. I want it to be like this. We keep changing our minds about how we want it to be. So,
and I think we're getting at the point where it's like, okay, just f*** it. Let's just put it out there.
Yeah.
Let it grow while it's out there rather than getting it right from the, you know, get-go where you can't because you haven't seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are looking forward to it. You guys know that I adore you both. You entertain all of us. You are who you are. And look how well you two know each other.
The feeling is mutual. We've been dying to come back on your show. I was so glad when you asked.
Well, anytime we're going to have you guys back. We adore you. We adore you. So I will get your address. I will ship those prizes out to you. Dick and Dwayne, always a pleasure. Please keep doing what you're doing.
Thank
you. And thank you. You do the same thing. You keep doing what you're doing because you do it good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. All the best to you both and hello to Dawn.
All right.
All right.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away.
All right, folks, and we are back. Well, you thought that we had one entertainment couple, but no, we have two entertainment couples for this week's show. Bria and Chrissy are a singing duo and real-life couple who've been putting out original music and making videos that have over 100,000 clicks from all over the world. They use music, humor, and acting to entertain, share, and promote equality, and now they're here with us. Bria and Chrissy, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you.
Well, let's just break the news right away. Where are you guys right now?
We are at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Woo!
There are some gays there, I hear.
There's only like three. No, they're everywhere. If you're scared of liberals and gays, this is probably not the place for you.
I live in Vermont. That's my baseline.
You're safe.
All right, well, we have so much to talk about, and we definitely want to talk about where you guys are right now and what you're seeing, because you are now, and we didn't even talk about this before you were on the air, you are now our political correspondent there.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, we'll build up to it. We'll build up to it. So let's go back a bit, because as I said, you guys have all of these YouTube videos and just hundreds of thousands of people watching them and clicking on them. Where did the idea start that you guys were going to start making some songs?
Well, this is Bria. We just, you know, we started realizing there was so much going on in the news right now. And we just kind of fell into it because when the Chick-fil-A fiasco happened, I looked at Chrissy and I was like, this is a perfect opportunity for us to get our voices heard. You know, we went to Chick-fil-A and we did the sit-in where we kissed and did all that stuff. And we thought that was good. But we just really wanted to make a bigger impact. So we thought, you know, how can we do this? Oh, okay, this is great avenue. And so we wrote a song. And we put it up on YouTube, not really thinking we'd have a crazy response. And we had such an amazing response to the video. And then we were like, wow, we really can make an impact for the gay community. So let's just keep doing this and see what happens. And that's what's been going on.
So, Chrissy, Bria came to you and said, let's make a song. And you said what?
I said, when do we start?
There you go.
When will they be done?
Nice. Good partnership. Good partnership. So talk to me about process. Everyone's always wondering, you know, what's your process of sitting down and writing a song? How do you guys create? What's your process?
This is Bria. I am the primary songwriter of the two of us, and Chrissy is a lot of the idea woman, and she helps with lyrics. And so I usually sit down and I come up with a little melody, and then I'm like, hey, Chrissy, let's kind of get this song together with some lyrics and all that stuff after we already have the concept. And the song usually comes together in about an hour and a half or so, and she's very theatrical, so she really brings the videos to life. She has a lot of character, and she helps me with my character development as well. She's another little acting coach.
Nice.
And we work really well together. We complement each other very well.
So, Chrissy, when did you guys first know, oh, people are watching this?
Definitely after the initial responses for the Dear Chick-fil-A thing, I would say about 3 days after the Dear Chick-fil-A thing, like within 3 days, it had probably 20,000 views or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, okay, people are taking hold of this and people like it. You know, this is something that we definitely... it's obviously working for us. And so we continued to push that, promote that. And then lo and behold, thank God, we have Todd Akin. it's Tommy.
Thank you, Todd.
And we were able to jump on that. Absolutely. I think we got a song out. Like, Bria sat down and wrote a song. And it always takes much longer to film it than it does to even write any of the music, because I have to, like, I'm still learning about all the technical stuff. And so I have to figure everything out and then get it edited and get it uploaded in the best way possible. But the legitimate rights thing, we got out as quickly as we could, and then that's how we knew, like, we do big news stories and try to get them out fast.
We also knew that people were, this is Bria, we also knew that people were watching because we were getting people that hated us. So when you get people that hate you, that means you're actually getting your voices heard. That's, you know, it's pretty crazy to think that there's, you know, people that are so hateful that they want to come out and attack us. But, you know, that means people are hearing it. And people are watching the videos. Yeah.
So were there any responses where you're like, okay, that seemed like that was a little bit too intense for us?
Oh my God. It's crazy. I had, after the first the first week and a half of doing the Dear Chick-fil-A video, Bria turned to me and she was like, I don't know if we can do this. And because we were receiving things like, you should go kill yourselves, you're a faggot, you're a bitch, you're going to get AIDS and die.
You're ugly lesbians, you have no purpose in life, you're pointless, you mean, you're...
I thought hot lesbians were supposed to be cute.
Poor skanks.
Wow.
And she was like, I don't think we can do it. And then I was like, you know what? We have to stay in this. We need to, because we were deleting the terrible comments at first because it was just too hurtful. And finally I was like, you know what? We need to leave them up because there are people out there that are going to see this and it's going to inspire them more to come to our defense. And sure enough, within a week of Chick-fil-A being up, Dear Chick-fil-A being up, people started to defend us, and it started to get more and more positive.
And it's also important for people to see the hatred, for people to understand that there is an issue at hand. If we you know, sugarcoated it and made people think that, you know, gays were having it extremely easy, then there would be no purpose in what
motivation.
We were doing. So I was like, you know what, we need to tough it up, have really thick skin, and we've heard it all by now. So there's
it's
nothing
gotten easier as the time has gone on.
There's nothing anybody can say at this point that's really going to affect us. So, you know, bring it on and let the world see
that we need change.
There's the people's true colors.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, then we have the decision somewhere along the line, you know what, I think one of us is going to dress in drag. And walk me through that.
Well, that was actually our first video, and it was it was Bria's brother, Bradley. He came to us and he was like, for probably 7 months, he's been like, girls, you need to do online videos. You're an actress, you're a singer, you need to reach people, and this is a great way to do it. Y'all should do videos of you singing. And we were like, no, we probably won't reach people. And then finally he convinced us to put the money in the Caymans, which is the first one we did. And so we went ahead, we got the outfit together, we were like, we don't know what's going to happen with this. And we did it. And it was like just funny. We wanted to do a spoof funny video, kind of poking fun at Mitt and Romney. And the initial response, it was good, but it was very small.
It was small. I mean, it shows our first video, so we weren't really expecting anything.
And it's grown steadily since the beginning. But then once we had, like, Dear Chick-fil-A and Legitimate Rape, all the other ones that we did were sort of, like, locomoted faster.
And also to all the negative comments that have been towards Christy about her as dressed as a boy when they say, look at that ugly little boy with no teeth, I recommend that they watch some of the other videos.
There you go. There's a bit of a contrast in the other videos. So how would one go about channeling Mitt Romney?
I think it's pretty easy because he doesn't seem to have a lot of personality. So I just, I watched some of his facial expressions and I tried to throw in some extra eyebrow raises in there for comical relief because I was like, if I'm just going to be Mitt Romney, it's pretty damn boring.
Yeah.
So try to do this little Elvis Presley drag girl sneer via Mitt Romney, and it came together pretty easily, all together.
Now, I am not one to question other people's portrayals and their method. I'm thinking perhaps this Ann Romney has a little bit more cleavage than the real one.
You gotta show off the asses, you know?
As Ann Romney. She purses her lips and she does her little things. I think that when she sang as Ann Romney and then we put the money in the Caymans, I mean, she wasn't trying as hard as Ann Romney, but she just sounded too good.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta make up for the fact that Chrissy's not showing off any of her boobs.
I think that you succeeded.
No turtlenecks for this girl.
And to see it side by side with Kermit, it's, and people have to watch. I rather enjoy Muppets the Rainbow Connection little thing there.
It's an amazing song, and because, you know, the fact that we're getting a good response means the world to us, because it's a song that I grew up with, and you know, the fact that people aren't offended that we did that song is already...
We definitely didn't want people to be offended by it. Like, we only wanted to do a really wonderful tribute to how great the song was, and then sort
also
of use it in a way... Yeah, to Jim Henson for his support for the gay community and coming out against play, that kind of thing. And we wanted to only do something wonderful for it.
There you go. There you go. All right. So now we built up to it. You are officially our political reporters. I will tell you the pay is nothing, so just go with it. Where was the decision to go to the Democratic National Convention? Who said it first? Who said, let's go?
Neither of us can take credit on that one. That, again, was my brother. My brother is also, like, he's like the ghostwriter. You know, he's like the third member of our little group here. I guess he would be a lesbian.
He is the most, heterosexual, gay, friendly person. He supports gay rights more than any straight man I've ever met. He's incredible.
He is absolutely incredible. And he's the one who said, you know, I think this is a great opportunity for you to go out there and just see who you can meet.
Just
reach people. Go out on the streets and just see what happens. I mean, this is, you know, 200,000 people of your audience that are willing
to support you.
Will support you, willing to listen. You might as well just go out there and see what happens. So
it was all him.
You know, we packed up our suitcase and said, let's do it.
So what are you doing? How are you reaching people?
We go on the streets every day, and we talk to members of the community, and we talk to news people. We've been interviewed by at least 25 news stations.
And then we also partnered with YouTube now.
We did a partnership with Maker Studios. Maker Studios is the second largest YouTube partnership, and we just are working on a contract right now with them, and so
they took us under their wing.
Yeah, it's been really amazing. So they've been here, and we've gotten pretty much backstage VIP access to everything, so it's allowed us to get our stuff out even more, because we're reaching people that if we were here alone, we would never have been able to see.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's been pretty amazing, the people that we've gotten to meet, and the amount of news stations that we've gotten to put our faces in front of.
So I can tell from the Facebook updates, you rather enjoyed First Lady Michelle Obama's speech.
Oh, it was incredible.
I think it was the best speech I've ever heard in my life.
Nice. And there's still more to come.
I know. Like I said, I was like, oh, God, poor Obama. How could he do a better speech than Michelle?
I just thought it was so, like, she had a lot of relatability. And I know for a lot of these speeches, of course you have to. You have to portray how relatable you are. But even taking her away from the fact that her husband is Barack Obama, she just seems like such a woman of power, but of good character,
mm-hmm.
and she has such a heart for what she's speaking about, and I felt like that showed through in her speech. I don't know if it's because I was surrounded by other people who were so passionate about it, or the fact that she was right up the street speaking these things as we were sitting here, but it was incredibly emotional and incredibly powerful.
We felt just so close to it, and it was so moving. I just was really taken by everything that she said.
Go ahead.
Actually, this is Chrissy. Yesterday, Bria was, we were at an event for MTV, Let's Rock the Vote.
Rock the Vote, yeah.
And Bria ended up meeting this young couple and started talking to them about how we were here and we were trying to spread our message. And I'll let you finish. I told them all about the videos that we were doing and how we were trying to spread equal rights to, and they were just really moved by me talking to them. I just met them for 5 minutes. We said we didn't have tickets to see Obama's speech Thursday night, but you know, we were still trying, on the lookout. And of course, tickets are pretty much near impossible to get. So
right.
We were hopeful, but we didn't really think that was going to happen. And lo and behold, you know, into our conversation, they said, you know, we have tickets, but we're not 100% sure we're going to be able to go. But it sure seems like you guys are so passionate about what you're doing, and you would probably enjoy it more than we would. And I just was like, I can't imagine, you know,
what you're saying.
I can't even comprehend what you're saying.
Right.
He pulls out two tickets and hands them to me. And I was like, no, you can't be serious. He's like, I really want you to have them. And I tried to, you know, say no. He said, I insist. I think that you guys would appreciate it more than we would. And he gave us his tickets.
I mean, that's incredible.
It was so moving, and it just goes to show, you know, there's so many incredible people out in this world, and
it's not just the gay community. I mean, we're finding allies, you know, from all over.
Absolutely.
And it's been amazingly gratifying.
This whole trip has just shown so much heart, and there's just so many incredible people that are all spreading the same message that we are.
Wait a second, does the brother get a ticket?
No, the brother is not with us.
Oh, okay, I got a little worried. It's like he's the ghostwriter, but we're going without him.
he's the brother in spirit. He's there, but okay. He won't be physically there. He'll watch it on TV and be happy about it.
There you go. Well, Chrissy, you were telling me a few days ago that you guys were going to try to hit as many LGBT events as possible, because as we covered last week, I think there were 3 gay delegates at the Republican National Convention, and there are significantly more than that at the Democratic National Convention. Have you guys hit some specifically gay events?
Oh, for sure. We had the Unity, no, not the Unity for Community, the
Sunday night event.
I'm getting it confused with the event they had for the Stonewall Democrats last night, which we unfortunately didn't get to go to. But there was an event last night, like a welcoming sort of reception for the LGBT community, and it was like, I think it was Unity Charlotte or something, and it was incredible.
It was absolutely
wow.
Incredible.
It was an amazing start. Like, we got here at probably 7 p.m. and went to that 8 p.m.
It was on the way Sunday. It was on Sunday night.
Yeah, we went to the event Sunday. It was the way we started this whole experience.
Just like hundreds of really happy gay people just all excited about being there. Because, you know, it's like pretty much like the first big night. It was like pretty much the kickoff. So it was pretty exciting.
Perfect. Yeah.
Well, you still have a couple days left, and obviously there's a big highlight coming up for you guys with these tickets you have now. But how do you think that people can take, because I'm seeing all these Facebook status updates, and I'm reading all these stories just about this palpable energy that's in the air there in Charlotte. And so the next question I'm always thinking about is, all right, so how do people take that energy, leave Charlotte, and bring it back to where they live?
I think it's really, for the way, since we're in it right now, it feels very like it will be very easy to take it back and continue, because now that we're here, it feels like we have so much more validation by why we feel the way we feel.
Yeah.
And our own message to go back and spread to other people, just like for something that's bigger than us.
One of our next goals is that we want to make a video about everybody going out and voting. It's just so important.
So important.
MTV did it, you know, go out and vote. Doesn't matter who you're voting for, just go out and do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone thinks, and we all have had that thought, how can just my voice make a difference? But if everyone thought that way, there would be no impact in the world. You just have to think outside, you know, that you do have a voice and you can make a difference. And so if you have a friend that's not signed up to vote, just go out and get them and go with them.
Get them
signed up, because it's so simple
and it
makes such a big difference. We can change the world.
And what do you have to say to those discouraged gays who are thinking, oh, I have no voice, there's no point in me voting?
Okay, for the discouraged gays who feel they have no voice, there's no point in them voting, you now have a president that has just come out in support of your right to have equal rights to love whomever you want and to be with whomever you want. If that's not a motivation, I don't know what is.
And if by any chance that Mitt Romney does get elected, we are going to be going back in time, and our chances of having equality is going to be reversed.
It's more important than ever to go out and get your voice
every
heard.
Single gay person, even all straight allies, we have to go out and make a difference. We have to all stick together and be a community that we know that we can be.
Well, moment of honesty, is there a part of you both that kind of wants Romney to get elected because you want to show more cleavage in the YouTube videos?
Oh, God, you caught us.
You know, somebody said this to us the other day. They were like, you know that you would have so much more material if Romney got elected president for your videos. And we're like, you know, that's totally true, but it's
not about us and our silly videos.
No.
This is so much bigger than us.
We're just grateful that we, even in our small part of trying to make a difference, that we've been able to reach the amount of people that we have. And even though it's still small, it's so much more than we ever thought we could have. And even the effect we might have had on 5 people in such a huge way that they've said that we have impacted them, is it makes everything worth it.
Makes it all worth it to have affected a single person. And, you know, honestly, one of the coolest things that's happened while we are here is we've been recognized quite frequently. I mean, it's like happened so many times. We're walking on the streets, be like, oh my God, Bree and Chrissy. feel like the fact that there's people here, you know, people are seeing us. People, you know, we are making a difference.
That's just, awesome.
That's really the coolest thing for us as far as our YouTube goes.
I agree.
Love it. Love it. Now, where can folks go to learn more about the cool things that you guys are doing?
We are Bria and, well, YouTube/ Bria and Chrissy, BRIAAND. CHRISSY. You give the dyslexic, the person, the job to spell it out.
It's teamwork. Use teamwork.
Yeah, I should just do the Bria. I used to do the Anne Chrissy. Yeah, from now on.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you saying, and certainly we recognize and understand that this is bigger than you, but I don't want to diminish the fact that you guys are the perfect example of everything that we talk about on this show for the past 4 years, of people who are using...
You're going to make us cry.
Oh, well, we'll get there.
We're lesbians, remember?
Well, but you really are. I mean, it's all we talk about, all we try to do here is people using their own voice in their own particular way to make a difference in this world. And you guys are the perfect example of that. So yes, it's bigger than you, but right this second, no, it's not the heck bigger than you. So
let's all vote Mitt Romney. You're right.
There you go. It's amazing how we just came full circle to that, isn't it?
And it all makes sense.
A vote for Romney is a vote for cleavage.
That's our tagline from now on.
There you go. I'm here to help. You guys are going to keep doing what you do?
Absolutely.
Have an amazing time hearing Obama speak. You guys are official political correspondents. We want to hear more from you. And please, please keep using your voice in this way. I'm so happy that you are seeing firsthand that's making a difference, because it sure as heck is making a difference.
You're so wonderful. And again, anytime you want to reach out to us, we are here.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Bria and Chrissy, an absolute delight. Have fun out there.
You are a delight. Thank you for having us.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
All right, that's it for us here this week at This Show Is So Gay. Tune in next week for a brand new episode. Get out there, go do some amazing things, and remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?